92.3 WTTS. On demand.
92.3 WTTS. I'm Craig Shank here with Jennifer from Here We Go Magic at the Pitchfork Music Festival. It's so nice to meet you, Jennifer. And how are you enjoying the festival so far?
Well, we just got here pretty much, but it's incredibly hot.
Yeah, and we had a rainstorm a little bit ago. Did you get caught in that?
No, because apparently there's this man who's working security up by the craft services, and he supposedly is a psychic. I swear, no, for real. And he was like, well, it's going to rain in about 10 minutes. Mark my word.
And
we were like, okay. So we went inside to do our last, like, we did a, what do they call that, cake takeaway session.
Oh,
so
okay.
We missed it. Thanks to Sonny or whatever his name is.
Yeah, so you actually had a performance backstage before this, but when you go on stage tonight, you essentially just have a really quick sound check and you have to go. Is that how it works in the festival?
We do, it's like a line check even. Mm-hmm. It's not even really a sound check. But I think we have a sound person that we're working with, so we'll like talk about everything. We've got it listed on a piece of paper. Like, this is kind of what we want in the monitors, this is the way we want the sound to be treated, and so... It works pretty well.
So have you done a lot of festivals, and how does that compare to shows in the club setting? I know you were on a tour with Grizzly Bear pretty recently.
Yeah, well, actually, we toured with them a year ago, but we toured with them for a little while, and that was our first tour as a full band, and it was pretty cool. We played theaters, you know, like 1,000 capacity places, and opening for Grizzly Bear was really fun. And we were very well received by the audience, so that felt really good. But we just finished a summer festival circuit in Europe.
Right.
And that was pretty great, you know, like we played, my favorite one was Glastonbury. Have you been?
No, I haven't, unfortunately, but.
It's super fun. It's like really organized and really huge, and everybody like builds tons of things. I imagine it's kind of like a more hippie, tame version of Burning Man, like that kind of
right.
thing.
Yeah. And how did the European audiences differ at all in terms of their reception to you? Are they more familiar? Are they more outgoing when they approach you? Things like
to
that.
To tell you the truth, we started touring the minute our record came out, and we were in Europe, so. It feels like, and we've been in Europe forever. It just feels like we've been there for about 2 months. So I don't even have any idea how the U.S. audiences are going to receive us. We played Shubas last night, and that was pretty amazing. You know, the audience was fantastic, and it was packed, and everyone stayed, and it felt like everyone was on a similar vibe. So if that's any indication, then it's good. But usually European audiences are like super into everything, you know? They just feel like they're really enthusiastic and they want to hear what you have to say, you know.
And you briefly mentioned the new album. It's called Pigeons. Can you explain the title?
Well, we were in rehearsal one day and they were like, okay, we need a title now. And Luke was like, how about Pigeons? And we were like, okay. But actually, the main reason why we agreed that Pigeons was a good name is because when you look at a pigeon, you're like, oh, it's a pigeon. That's another pigeon. There's pigeons everywhere. You know, but if you actually look at a pigeon up close, it's so beautiful. It's super iridescent. There's colors and, you know, like colors that you never would have seen unless you paid attention to it up close. So I think that's kind of the vibe, like, you know.
Yeah, I think that's a good vibe for your band because on first listen, you're like, yeah, this is a good record. And then you listen to it more and you pick up on all of these different things that you didn't notice before. I think that's pretty apt. And you did mention also that now that you're in Here We Go Magic, it was originally a project that just Luke was pursuing. So how did you actually acclimate yourself to his ideas that he had prior to your touring with the band and all of that?
Well, this is what happened. He had a solo career. It was Luke Temple. It was like folk music.
Sure.
And then one day he starts messing around with the four track and makes this whole record. That's really ambient. It's like he does it when he comes home from work. He's not really thinking about it. So then he's got this album that Grizzly Bear and what's the Grizzly Bear's other band called?
Department of Eagles.
They hear that and they're like, oh, we love it. Tour with us. So Luke's like, I got to put a band together really fast. And so he had been playing with Peter for quite some time and Mike. Mike played on all of his solo stuff. And So it was the three of them and then two other people. And then eventually, after about a month, it switched to Christina and myself. And the way that it happened, it seems like everyone had the same idea. We just all were like, that's what we want to do. That's exactly, it seems like the vision is consistent between all five of us. When we all do what we naturally do, it sounds amazing together. Between, like, for real, you know, everyone just does what they do. And then we do it at the same time, and it's like, great! You know, it's really cool. We're just really, I feel really blessed to be able to do that.
And going back to the idea of things being in the songs that maybe you don't catch on the first listen, there's a lot of different elements that come together on the album. How do you translate that to a live setting? And do you have to alter that for a festival setting?
Yeah, of course. I mean, when we made the record, it's, I engineered it, so like, every step of the way was different. We started out doing it just to 8-track, and then we did it on 4-track for a minute, and then we were bouncing tracks down to Pro Tools from the 8-track. And so, like, each song was very, had different incarnations, you know, like, it seemed like different groups of songs were from, like, different portions of the session. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when we put it all together, we were like, oh, it sounds like a record, you know? But when we play it live, we're like, how are we supposed to have all these elements present? So we don't. I mean, we do sort of. We play the melodies, and we do what we do. Like, we're not sort of attached to anything. Even night by night, we change the songs around and play different parts and play different melodies and have whole different escapades, and that's what I really love about our band. I feel like you can see us every night of the week and see a different band every night.
And if you're changing up parts of songs and the order of the set list and all of these different things night after night, is there anything that you absolutely have to do each night before a show or to get ready so that there is some sort of consistency for you?
Well, I mean, you know, there's consistency in that the lyrics are the same, the melodies are the same, but we just take liberties, you know, and you know that at the end of all of our songs, we tend to, like, blossom into this sort of mushroomy, you know, flowering thing.
And flowering pigeon.
Yeah. And so we do that a lot, where you know, the song will be relatively the same, but we also like to sing different things. That usually is where we differ also. But as far as rituals, we all kiss each other before we go on stage. Teenie and I warm up, you know, we play the same couple songs every single night, just to be like, okay, let's do the warm up, here we go, blah, 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 you know. Other than that, we're pretty, like, open-minded. We work pretty well off the cuff, so even if it's not that consistent, it's still, we just know that we do what we do, and that's what we do, you know what I mean?
And you've been around the United States, and you mentioned doing some shows in Europe as well. Are there any moments that have just stuck out for you as you've been on the road? Anything funny or anything that's been pretty memorable for you?
Well, at Glastonbury, we were on stage, and we were, like, playing to this audience. It was a noontime audience, and everybody was sort of floating around. It was a really big, wide field and a hilltop, and all of a sudden I see this guy in the middle of the audience in the front sort of dancing maniacally. He's wearing a headband. And I was like, wow, somebody out there is really crazy, like, at noon, you know? Wow, that's really neat. And we got backstage, and it turned out to be Tom York. It was Tom York, and we were like, wow, okay, that's cool. I love Glastonbury.
Now, I know the album was just released in the spring, but when does that process begin to start another album? Are there ideas left over from the previous album, or is there anything that you've been developing on the road, or is tour the focus right now?
Tour is definitely the focus, but as we play night after night after night after night, blah, 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 we're starting to, every night we're like, oh, maybe we should throw this new song in. You know, we don't even know the songs really, you know, but we can just sort of make them up. And I think that's going to be really valuable to us as we're touring, to just throw things off the cuff and see how they go. And, you know, I guess we're not going to really start writing until January, but there'll be little pieces, and we're not really the type of people to go backwards. Like, I sincerely doubt anything that we recorded for that first record will be on anything ever again, you know?
And there's actually an Indiana connection with your music because your label is actually located in Indiana. So could you tell us about your relationship with them?
I don't know exactly what our relationship is with them, except that they're our label and I love them. They're great people. You know, I see them at a party and I'm not like, oh. I'm like, hey, cool. You know, I'm psyched to see them. They're incredibly helpful. They're incredibly thoughtful. Secretly Canadian is just a great label to be on. You know, they're really open-minded and they're really supportive and I adore them.
All right. Well, it's a festival atmosphere. I know you've got a busy day. I just got the signal you need to be moving on. So for 92.3 WTTS, this is Craig Shank. Really looking forward to Here We Go Magic set at the Pitchfork Music Festival in Chicago.
92.3 WTTS. On demand.